Okay.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. West Coast Wednesdays. Mo and Mel here, Girl Chat Sports. We are back. Yep. Had a little week off. I did a lot of sports. You're getting better. You got healthy. So.
Yeah, I've been sick as a dog.
And there's nothing worse than one of those like spring or winter colds, you know. So, but you look great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, you guys. So welcome back. You know, we've been gone a couple of weeks. We've missed a couple hot stories. We've missed some takes. So we're going to catch up a little bit. Mo's going to keep us posted on the Vegas Golden Knights game that's playing. There's also, I think, the Celtics and Philly game. But it looked like Philly was down a lot in that one. So I kind of just turned the channel, period.
Yeah.
I don't got much of a take for the East Coast games right now. Like I really don't, I'm more on the West Coast games for myself. I don't know, but we can talk.
I mean, I do that. For the Heat and the Knicks, that's a great series because the Heat are just coming up like no other. Right. Boston and Philly, I'm like,
And watching the celeb row in New York too, because it's like, I didn't know half these people even were interested in the Knicks, but apparently because they're doing good, all of a sudden everybody is coming to the game.
Right. So. Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, make sure if you're watching, please share, give us a like. You can always subscribe to our YouTube channel at Girl Chat Sports. There's some video I have. If we get time to it, I'll share it. If we don't, I'll just be posting it on our YouTube channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. We also have a great sports group on Facebook, Girl Chat Sports Facebook group. Anywho, big hot topic right now. The Met Gala was yesterday. And since we have our in-house fashionista stylist, AKA Mo here, I wanted her to help break down some of these outfits. We did see a lot of our some faces that we know from the sports world.
Yeah.
First we got SGA. So
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yes.
Didn't make it far with the conference finals or semifinals or post playoffs, but he made it to Met looking really dapper.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this is a testament. Let's just start from the beginning of what the theme of this year's Met Gala was. As you know, last year we lost Karl Lagerfeld, who was a designer extraordinaire. He's creative director for Chanel after Coco. And we had a long tenure with that. And then he joined the House of Fendi and was big influence in the Fendi brand of fun and fur. And these looks are very inspirational to Carl. So with SGA, you can see that classic Chanel tweed jacket, the suit. Mm-hmm. That was always a staple item, iconic item of Chanel.
And those necklaces, too.
To have that incorporated along with the color combination of black and white, because that was Carl's look, was always a black and white silhouette. If it was a black tuxedo or black tuxedo, white shirt, black bow tie, black skinny tie, black shades. He had white hair and a ponytail. That was Carl.
And then we also here have, and congratulations to Serena Williams, her and her husband, Alexis, they announced they're pregnant with their second child. So that's amazing. And then you also got Stephon Diggs. And then we got Patrick Mahomes and his wife.
Yep. They were there. I didn't even realize they were there. Like, that's an interesting, you know.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
they do.
And so more we've got, of course, you know, Russell Westbrook's going to be there and he's definitely always going to make a mark.
Yeah. Have an out of the box look.
Brittany Griner and her wife, which is crazy because the Mercury posted today that she had Met Gala 7 p.m. yesterday, practice 1 o'clock today. So she went coast to coast to go to the Met and then back at a training camp. Right.
Wow.
And then you got Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union there too.
Yeah. I don't know if I was feeling her look so much. Didn't mind Dwayne's, but it's all leather. So that's always a good thing when you see red.
The one thing I did see was the design. They actually had like a little Prada pouch on the gloves. It was, I think it looked almost, I thought at first it was just like an emblem, but it looked more like it was like a little baby zipper pouch that looked kind of cool. But other than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
shout out to these designers that like created very looks in homage to Carl. and right. posthumously did him justice. I mean, this to me was an easy category, in my opinion. I don't think I think everybody looked very, very well. I mean, who doesn't like Chanel? Who doesn't like Fendi? And who doesn't like, you know, what Carl
right. kind of and people came. We didn't get all the pictures, but you know, we've had, you know, Doja Cat came in a cat. She had a cat nose on yeah. and we talked in purrs and
yeah.
there was so many amazing gowns, outfits, I guess you want to call it. Of course, when we agreed that one of our favorites was Teyana Taylor's look.
Oh yeah, Teyana Taylor looked amazing. That was just great. And yeah. again, that tweed look, Chanel-esque, it just was everything, especially with the Carl silhouette at the top, with the white shirt and the black tie. Mm-hmm. It looked like Carl from head for the top part of it all with the black shade. Like,
and
it
if
was,
you guys it spoke yeah. to me, it did, definitely and it's him. Beautiful. It is beautiful.
Yeah, it was great.
What great. I love too, of course, is you see her bag she's holding there. So what came out later is that when they sat down in the gala, Teyana Taylor brought her own Chick-fil-A. So girl is speaking my language. I would say that's at least a large fry, if not two fries put in one. And she had at least a good 6 to 12 pieces of chicken nuggets there, brought her own sauce. Listen, she was coming to eat. And I'm with
my
that.
Thing is, how does she eat that? It looks so amazing. Like, I feel like one bite.
Maybe because she had starved for like a week. And
out
just...
of that jacket.
Well, I'm she's got body no matter what.
I'm popping out of the dress. I'm popping out of everything. But the fact that she can be a beast and eat that and still look the way she looks is just phenomenal in itself.
If only to be that right. amazing, I swear. It's
right.
It's ridiculous.
But she understood the assignment and she
yes, did, she did.
Very stunning, you know.
And she had the same designer as SGA, right? They had
What's
the same
that?
Designer. They had the same
yeah,
designer.
Yeah, Tom Brown was the same designer okay. for SGA, Pusha T, Janelle Monáe, Teyana Taylor. So yeah.
Wow.
They came with it. And you know, Tom Brown is very influential with the culture too, because if you watch like Ghost or Power or any of those, mm-hmm. you see a lot of his clothing on the castmates are wearing Tom Brown. Some of that stuff that they
oh.
wear. Very New York, very Highline.
Interesting.
Very
well,
expensive,
good.
Of course, but yeah, very nice.
What's up in the chat? Thanks, Derek Williams, for tuning in. Hey, Natalie's in the chat. You know, I did bring my own Chick-fil-A to her grandson's birthday party as well. So I have no shame in my bringing my own food to places, especially when there's a Chick-fil-A right next
right.
door.
Hey, cousin. Derek Williams, Detroit in the house.
Hey, all right.
Yes, that was
my cousin. So another hot topic that's been happening. Hey, we heard about today. We saw that the Memphis Grizzlies have reported they're not going to be bringing Dylan Brooks back. There's been kind of some people on both sides of this, whether it was a good, you know, whether it's because of, you know, him bashing it at LeBron James and playing so terribly in their series with the Lakers and his poor performance over the season, or are they giving, or is he the scapegoat right now? You know, there was a lot
of both,
with,
probably.
Right. Well, you know, we got issues with Ja Morant happened all season, but of course they're not going to get rid of Ja Morant. He's the one right. that had a bunch of bad media for them. And, you know, it could be said that he had equally as much bad media for them
he
as
did.
Dylan did.
Except
but he performed.
He sought help, though. He went to rehab, apparently. You
sure.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that right. corrected his behavior. Dylan Brooks has just been a monster on the court. Not even with LeBron, but with either the other players. Anybody he gets into it with.
Uh-huh.
I think he definitely was thrown under the bus possibly with this whole thing. And he's only been a Memphis Grizzly. So it's probably a little jaw dropping for him to be surprised that happened. But
yeah, and he's been there for 6 years and that's pretty much what's happening now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. he talked a lot of mess. So, you know, people don't understand that LeBron is the face of the franchise. LeBron is the moneymaker for this franchise.
Yeah, they don't like that.
He is the ambassador and all of that. So when you go after him, that's going after the brand. That's going after a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
And I understand, what? You know, you're going after, like, his age, he's old, and this, that. But you get very disrespectful and crossing lines saying some other stuff. So.
And, of course, the joke is that he's going to be in China.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Shout out to Donnell. Let the ball bounce. He said, either in China or Orlando, both places your career goes to die.
Yeah. Shoot. Orlando.
What's
is
up,
like
Guru? Guru is tuning in out there in Tampa.
What's up, Guru?
Hope all is well. We haven't talked to you in a while. Yeah. So that's it. That was a whole bunch of, so we'll see what happens with him. It is interesting that, you know, it comes out after. Now here's the deal. Would, if Memphis had beat the Lakers, would this be an issue?
Probably not, but I think they probably still would have looked at Dylan Brooks a little kind of different.
I think that whole comment with him and LeBron just kind of was a nail in a coffin, I'm sure. And the fact that even when he was asked if he felt bad about it or if he wanted to take it back, and he was like, no, I meant what I said. Like,
well, Memphis is sending a message saying they know what he said, but he's had a lot of antics too. Like, you can't be just getting all kinds of texts, ejected out of games. It's not even just LeBron. He did it to the Warriors. You did it to other players at other games. You're just a junkyard dog to the fullest level of junkyard dogism. So I'm not surprised that this happened.
Junkyard dogism.
Like, the accountability is there, but, you know, good luck is all I can tell you. Like, he got humbled real quick.
Got humbled real quick.
And it wasn't even the fact that, you know, they're cutting him. They offer him an extension on his contract, but they only offered
They offered him a couple times earlier this season, and he
he wanted longer, and he wanted more money. So you're poking bears and all this other stuff. This is what happens.
And not poke a bear and come out and at least get 20 points, get 25, do something.
He don't even do any of that. He doesn't do any of that.
Yeah, so that's not going to work for the team. Next thing that we missed out, because we missed last week's episode, we didn't get to talk about the news about the Oakland A's basically on their way to Las Vegas to become the Las Vegas Athletics. Out there, the little green area you see on your screen, that's where the proposed site for the stadium is. It's going to be on the west side of the freeway, kind of right across from T-Mobile Arena. Right, if you're familiar with the strip, the Las Vegas on the Tropicana, right off the freeway, there's an in and out. It's going to be right next to, right behind that, all on the west side.
Oh, I thought it was going to be where that Wild Wild West was, across the street from it.
Well, yeah. So I'm saying the in and out is going to still stay there. Everything west of it, like Wild Wild West, the little stroll there, is going to be removed. So
for truckers.
Man, and as if Vegas couldn't have enough construction with the F1 races coming soon, and they're making all these changes to the streets here. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. I'm excited for it, but then I still don't understand. And if someone's in the chat wants to explain it, this whole $500 or $500 million tax or something they want the citizens, you know, the community here in Las Vegas to pay for in regards to the building, because the stadium's going to be like at $1.5 billion for the ballpark to be built. It's not going to come cheap.
No, because you got to do something for the heat. You got to control the heat during the summers. Got to make it retractable. You got to make it, you know,
that heat is going to be too much in the summertime for sure. And then they're also going to stay and keep the Aviators. I guess the Aviators will also, the A's would play at the ballpark here in Summerlin until the stadium or the ballpark, their ballpark was ready. But and it's weird because I thought that you couldn't have a minor and major league team in the same city, but maybe we're the first to do it now.
Well, a farm team for the same team, that's where I just find it kind of weird.
Well, I mean, you know, like Seattle and Tacoma, like the Rainiers are for Seattle, but they're in two different cities. So,
right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I've never seen where you have a farm team and that, you know, like to your point, in the same city. Like, unless they change Aviators farm team to another team, then I can see it.
Yeah.
Because Summerlin ain't a separate city. It's still Las Vegas. So.
Right. Absolutely. It's very interesting. So we haven't had any Jugadores moments lately. There is one, and I've affectionately titled it Jugadores Hermanos, because Patrick Mahomes' brother, Mr. Jackson Mahomes, was arrested today on, was it 3 counts of sexual battery and an additional 4th of battery on a separate person that was inside the same restaurant, a separate incident. So this stems back from the incident that took place, and it was on the video surveillance. I think it was like in March or something. Uh-huh. So he got arrested. He had a $100,000 bond. He goes back to court on the 11th.
Crazy. So, he's out there doing some Nate Diaz type behavior. Nate Diaz
was trying to grab women. A 40-year-old lady that owns the bar grabs her, kisses her. She pushes him away, wipes her off. He grabs her again. Like, it's just...
Why is he doing so much?
He's next. Donnell, why can't he just
sit back and love the money?
I don't know. You know, he is a weirdo, and yeah, he was only a matter of
time. He's always been doing some weird stuff. He's always on some odd man behavior. He has been doing that for quite
very
some time.
Very odd. Hey, Jonathan Watson, thank you for joining. Appreciate you. You guys had a good draft show. Sorry, I wasn't going to call in. I was Jonathan. My draft.
I'm wearing last year's draft tee, by the way, because we had fond memories of going to the NFL draft when it was in Vegas.
I didn't even get a draft shirt from last year. I don't think I was.
I said, NFL draft. I didn't wear it on draft day, so I was like, I'll just wear it today.
That's good. Well, you know. And then one more Hugadors, we got an update. So Henry Ruggs, we all know, who got into that terrible, tragic accident. Well, yeah. So his DUI that resulted in death, he was going 156 miles per hour down Las Vegas Street here, struck a car, killed a woman and her dog. So he has been on house arrest ever since this first started. He actually went to court and pled guilty to the DUI. He goes back to the 8th Judicial Court hearing on May 10th, where he's expected to formally plead guilty and will be serving approximately 3 to 10 years in prison.
Wow.
Right. Can you imagine, like, just how your life changed? I mean, call an Uber.
This is a tale for any NFL young player. Like, look at this story. And I hope.
Look how your life changes overnight. Right.
And I know, like, with him, I know he's going through it as well. I mean, it's just a lot of regret and guilt and everything that
of course
for an improper decision making, bad life choice to drive drunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate all the way. And poor girl's family, you know, it's just a constant reminder of the loss that they've suffered. You know, it's just bad on both sides. Very bad.
Yeah, it's really sad too. And so, but you know, I will say this, I will give it to him for at least making the plea of guilty and not trying to fight, you know, some kind of thing and at least accepting it. A lot of people out here aren't able to accept their own wrongdoings and their own issues. So that's step one.
I don't think he had a choice, honestly. I mean, that was just the writing was on the wall. There's no way you could say what not is. Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes people be trying to get out of some stuff and you're like, how do you even think that's possible? But I don't know.
Absolutely.
Moving on to some more positive news. I was able to go check out the Las Vegas Aces new practice facility and new team headquarters out in Henderson, right next to the Raiders facility as well. It is 64,000 square feet of beautiful stuff. So I have a quick little video that I had posted already. If you hadn't catched it, you can catch it here and then we can talk a little bit more about it. Amazing, amazing thing.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful place. Like when we got in there, we all had to put on booties over our shoes to get on the court because it's only basketball shoes out in there. And it's,
I believe it. That's
you know, great. I posted some of the pictures in the Aces fan group. Shout out to the fan group in case anyone there watches the show. And everybody was kind of weirded out by like, why, where's the red and the gold? Like, why is it all kind of, you know, monochromatic or, you know, very, like, you know, I guess
the black and black. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And we know, I mean, it's, you know, we've got a Raiders owner. But apparently one of those members went to the fan fest yesterday because the Laces had an event for season ticket members at the Magical Forest, I think, from Opportunity Village, their Magical Forest. Right. They had an event. And she had asked someone, maybe I don't know if it was Natalie or whomever, and they said that basically the next couple of years they'll be phasing out the red and gold.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't think a lot of fans really care for, because I think they enjoy that red and gold. But I mean, it's a beautiful facility. It's going to be where all practices are. It's going to be where training camp is. It's going to be, I'm sure they'll be able to have events there. What's going to be great is to be able to have that thing open for some of the young girls that play ball in the area, and to be able to see like, hey, you can make it and get to this kind of level. Cause it gives you, I think it, like we saw Candace Parker talk about how she had never had her own locker and a place to put her things in a facility of her own before, after 16 years, and she has one now. So yeah, beautiful facility. Everybody has great offices in there. There's a whole, the massage chairs in the film room, full body massage chairs. The locker room is beautiful. There's a whole family room. So of course, you know, if you're bringing your kids, I'm sure, into the facility, they have places for them. The technology for the rehabilitation and for the training is just unbelievable. Wow. And it's well the deserved. First well of deserved. Any WNBA team, right. Which is just,
and well wow. Deserved.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's pretty, pretty good. So the Aces actually have a preseason game against the Liberty. That's going to be next Saturday on the 13th. It'll be at Michelob Ultra Arena. And then their season opener is the 20th in Seattle versus the Storm. However, what's been happening now is because the Kraken play and share the same facility, if the Kraken continue to move on, that could get bumped, because they've already bumped the Storm's they bumped the Storm in their preseason game as well. Game. So we'll see.
I bet.
And then our home opener for home is the 27th of May versus the LA Sparks. Tickets are available now. Single tickets are available. You can get those. Group tickets, flex plans, all that. Go to their website. So, yeah, the Aces facility is just...
I'm glad you got to amazing. See that.
Yeah, yeah. It was really, really good. I wanted to share the Sydney Colson video. I don't know if we're going to get to it. You know, she basically kind of got locked out of the facility. Her key wasn't working. It was a whole hoopla. It's hilarious. I feel like we have to show it anyways. But if you hadn't seen it, so she had, when they had talked about the facility, she had mentioned on Twitter, I'm going to run naked through that thing, blah, blah, blah. And they had made a post. I forgot who the NFL player was that had actually got locked out of his facility once. Like, here, this is what we're going to do to you. And this happened accidentally because her key wasn't working right.
I changed clothes and everything, Chris. This is a video. Damn. Now, what am I going to
do? I bet y'all left the door open for everybody else.
I thought we were better than this. Am I cut? Good morning. Pride. Thanks, Mom, for deleting your... Which one?
Right. All right. That.
All that. All that. I love Sydney. She is like just the heartbeat of that team. I swear. She's so funny. And what I thought was funny too, and I had asked Asia and actually about I think Coach Hammond about the placing of players. Like, how did, you know, who went into placing, like who's next to who? Because I thought, you know, as a joke, they might have placed her in Chelsea next to each other, because, you know, Sydney, that's her best friend, even though Chelsea hates it. And they were far from, they're like on the opposite corners of each other.
Nice.
Asia had mentioned that on this side it was the suburbs and over on that side was the hood. So good times. It was great. I got to talk with Coach Hammond, Asia, as well as the general manager, Natalie Williams. I talked with their head medical trainer as well there, and just some of the stuff they have there is just it's beautiful. They're going to, I mean, even if, God forbid, there are injuries, these ladies are well equipped to pull through well. So we're really looking forward to that season. Yeah. And all their practice, you know, it's good. It's, they have open practices now too. So media is able to go to practice out there, and it's just a great, great place. So moving along, part of my sports tour last week also took me to the U.S. Open Cup for the Las Vegas Lights.
Nice.
Shout out to Natalie. We went there and checked it out. It was a great game. Listen, this was the first time that an MLS team had played an official game at Cashman Center. And when I tell you the Lights played so well, they had to go to extra time just for there to be a goal and lose.
Wow.
But they played all through regulation and did an amazing job. So this weekend, though, the Aces have their first home opener here on Friday. It's a big Cinco de Mayo party. They got a luchador wrestling. The Lights. What did I say?
The Aces. You got the Aces on your mind. Lights.
Yeah, the Lights have a whole jugador wrestling match. So there's going to be jugadores wrestling taking place simultaneously with the match. If you buy a ticket now for reserve seating, you'll actually get a choice of getting a luchador mask or a Cinco de Mayo scarf.
Oh, cute.
That game. I know, right? The masks are great. I think I need that to go with my cape.
Yeah, right?
But the Lights play Friday the 5th at 7:30, and then they also have a family night on Sunday the 7th at 3 o'clock. I mean, here's a good look. You can go to the Lights game on Friday at 7:30, make your way over to First Fridays afterwards. It's not, you know, that's all in the little area of the downtown arts district. So enjoy your Friday night out there. It'd be a good look, I think.
Yeah, it would.
It would. I also went to the Aviators game last week. Shout out to Sin. Yeah, we went to the Rainiers. Listen, I mean, this is what gets me out the house. Sports gets me out the house, or the, now that the weather is warmer, it's the pool. So those are the two things you can get me out the house with, is the pool or sports. So we went to the Aviators game. They had lost this game, but they did all right. They're back in third place in the Pacific West for the team. They're on the road right now. They'll be back next week on Tuesday. So look out for the Aviators games. They're always a good look. And I found that upstairs, they sell that cookie dough that they sell at the VGK games that we've had before. Yeah. So good. And speaking of Vegas Golden Knights, I also went to the watch party, the official watch party at Stadium Swim. Got to see our guy B Sal that was out there broadcasting live from the pool. It was a great look. So many fans. If you got in for free, as long as you wore some VGK item, Chance was there. Cheerleaders were there. The band was there. The night was there. Of course, we won that game.
Yeah.
And here we are today. And I think, check out Stadium Swim, because Stadium Swim too. Oh, sweet. Stadium Swim is also still showing these games, even though they're here at home. So you can still go watch them. If you're not going to the game, you can head to Stadium Swim and they'll watch, and then you can watch them there, which you can't beat the pool and sports at the same time. It's like the best 2-in-1 ever. And last but not least, it was just announced today that the Capital One's match here at the Wynn Las Vegas this year will be NBA champions versus NFL champions, as we see Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce take on Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry. So that's going to be June 29th, 3:30 p.m. here in Vegas, again from the Wynn Hotel and their golf resort in the back there.
Well, that's interesting that I won't wait till after our NBA season, because this championship team was actually for this season for NFL, and Golden State was for last season. So it's interesting they won't wait to see who the future champions are to play currently, you know?
Right.
If they're not avid golfers, we just don't know. I mean, this is probably...
Well, we know Patrick and Stephen Curry have both been in it before. Last year, they both paired up with different people, but this is the first time we're going to be seeing, like, Klay and Travis Kelce there. So
yeah,
Donnell says he's pulling up. So yeah, it's going to be, got our golf guy there.
Beautiful golf course over at Wynn as well. You know, if you don't, haven't seen it since they revamped it when it was supposed to be this lake and they tore it down and then revamped it. It's a beautiful course. I mean, it's really, really nice.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I mean, it's a Wynn, you know, come on. Like, the Wynn's going to
throw anything. That's a nice course to play on. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's just really nice. Very open. I like the way it's laid out. you could definitely walk on it really well. Like it's nice. It's just a nice course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can get into some basketball then. The playoffs have been going on and going a bit crazy. I mean, come on, Mo, your Lakers came through there into Golden State in the Bay Area, took one away.
Yeah. I mean, you got to understand, too, that Golden State just came off a 7-game stretch run with Sacramento, which was a grueling series.
Yeah, that last
for the both of them had no time to rest. Absolutely. And our Lakers rested for 2 days. But I have to say, I do like what I saw last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to see you meeting LeBron and AD in the low post if you're Golden State trying to come down and do a layup when you got those two waiting for you. Shout out to Austin Reeves because to utilize him and for LeBron to facilitate him a lot, that was helpful for us. And, you know, I'm not counting Golden State out. I still predict Golden State as six. I know, being a Laker fan, I should be rallying for my Lakers, but I am rallying for them. But I also have to be realistic, too, that I could never count out Golden State on anything. As long as they got Steph Curry on their team, I'm never counting out Golden State on anything that they do.
And they almost pulled that upset. They almost won that game yesterday. I mean, they came back from being, 10, 12 down.
And he always feels like he's a clutch guy to do that. And I don't know why he thinks he's that guy. He's not, because they did almost win that game. And like I said, not to mention.
It's probably because he had like those other three or four straight that he hit like in earlier in that quarter. But still, I mean, it was a good, it was a great game. Yeah, it was a great game.
And again, they just came off a 7-game series with Sacramento, the number two team in the West, where our guys rested. And you mean to tell me this is how close they got to beating us? That's scary. That I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
How are you feeling about the playoff AD?
Yeah, like playoff AD is doing really well. I just don't want him to get hurt, you know? But I don't know how long this is going to last with Golden State. They make very different adjustments. They have a deeper bench. Gary Payton could get hot. The problem with the Golden State Warriors against us is they have a three-ball game. We don't shoot threes like they shoot threes. And anybody could get hot on that team, and that's the scary part about it. We just don't know which player on that game day is going to get hot.
Yeah. And that dunk Gary Payton had on LeBron, that was pretty intense. That was nice.
Yeah.
They panned over to Gary Payton Sr., of course, and he just stood there like,
Yeah, right. I mean, what can you do? But I will tell you, game three in Staples Center, the highest ticket right now is $36,929.
Wait, what?
$36,000.
The highest or the lowest ticket?
The highest.
Like highest price?
The highest price, $36,000.
What's the lowest price?
They didn't say. No. Enough to not get me in the crypto.com.
Right. Where's them tickets at?
Right.
Shout out to Miss Ballandy. Yeah, the dunk was insane. That was, was pretty intense. But so I'm eager to see what game two comes with, what Steve Kerr's got going on with for the guys. And man, it's going to be a good series.
I still got Golden State at six. So I'm not counting them out. I just can't. Okay. I'm just not comfortable with this. I didn't want to even see these guys. I'd rather have seen Sacramento, which was even more deadly, but I just did not want to see Golden State.
Yeah.
But you can't, if you guys are a Lakers fan and you want to check out game two tomorrow at the Art House downtown, they are doing the Laker fan watch party. It's in the Art House Theater. Game starts at 6:30 or 6 o'clock. You can go down there, sit in the luxury seats, watch it on the big screen with all your fellow Laker brethren. Shout out to Vegas Laker Nation that's putting that on. During halftime, we do raffles off of Laker merchandise, different things. So, yeah, it's totally free.
Nice.
Just go down there and you just pay to, you know, eat your food. You get alcohol, whatever you want, served to you. It's the old Eclipse Theater, so it's the Art House
now. Okay, gotcha.
So every Laker game, if as long as it's applicable, they will be at the Art House for Laker fans to watch. Or visit, or Golden State, either one, we welcome it. We're not too aggressive.
Not yet anyway, right?
I was there Friday for the last game against Memphis. It was a good vibe because we won, you know. It was great.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, they show up and they show out. So
that's good. So the other West Coast matchup, we got the Suns and the Nuggets. Nuggets leading 2-0. Chris Paul getting injured. Chris Paul getting injured, possibly even out for games three and four.
And it wouldn't matter not. If he was in, it wouldn't matter.
So the series heads back to the Phoenix to see what they can do at home, but don't look too good for them right now. Denver's just strong. They're strong. Joker had like 39 points that one. Was it last game or the first game? I can't remember.
I think it was last game, but there's no answer for these guys. There really is no answer. Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, Joker.
And like, Aaron Gordon, it's like all of a sudden his game just developed over the last like 3-4 years, I feel like. Like, I don't know.
I wouldn't have been mad if Joker got the three-time MVP. I wouldn't have got mad, but I like that Joel Embiid got it. But I wouldn't have been mad if Joker got it. Because after a while, you watch these Denver games and see how they play, it's like ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if Chris Paul is in or out. Still doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with Denver having an advantage. Even when Chris Paul was playing, they still were owning these guys. So it doesn't matter. Like, it's just Denver's the real deal. Like, I just, hey.
It's
I don't want to see him.
And you know, it's good for Denver because, you know, Avalanche failed. They couldn't get through the first round of the playoffs. So at least Denver still has one team out there, making some playoff runs.
The East, of course, is still dominating. It's crazy.
The Heat versus Knicks tied up at 1-1. Jimmy Butler was out game two. But Jalen Bronson, Julius Randle, this is Natalie's team. So, you know, I had to give her a little buzz. Like, so tell me who the players on your team are. Cause you know, I don't watch the Knicks very often until of course it's playoff time. Listen, Natalie knows her Knicks. She watches every game. She knows them boys. So, they did good. They pulled out, they tied up the series. It'll be interesting to see now, with it going to Miami and Jimmy coming back. Yeah.
Shout out to the Heat, too, because they were coming off of a play-in team to make it that far into the playoffs and knock out Giannis and company.
And to win the first game in New York? Like, come on.
Yeah, and to win the first game in New York. Like, they're on fire. The Heat, well, they had a coach, too. Like, don't sleep on Eric Spoelstra. That's why I be telling people the Heat should have been there last season against that series they played against Boston. If Jimmy had not shot that three, that game would have gone into overtime. It would have tied, and I think Heat would have gone last season. So, to me, this is making all kinds of sense because the Heat should have been there last season. Anyway.
Well, and it's bringing back the old, like, you know, 90s, 2000s matchups of old Heat Knicks, you know, rivalries. So, we're getting a little taste of that. And we're seeing, like we talked about, all the fans maybe back from the 90s that are coming back and watching these games. We saw Aaron Rodgers because now he's a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. He's there with Sauce Gardner, courtside, of course. You know, everybody else that was there, it was great to watch. Melo was there, him and his son were sitting there courtside. So
yeah,
a lot of the old Knicks as well as the New York, I don't know, the New York.
Yeah, and then the Heat fans see Dwayne Wade there. He coming to all of them. He's going to be there representing the Heat.
And you know, Miami's going to be crazy. Miami's going to be crazy. They're going to pull out all the stops there too. They'll have a lot of people going out there. So
definitely. Definitely.
And then, of course, you got the 76ers and the Celtics. So Celtics tied up today 1-1. I didn't catch it, but they were down. So Embiid was back. He is, of course, the new NBA MVP.
Right.
Clearly, it didn't help the team that he was back tonight. So, unfortunately.
Did you see the timepiece that James Harden gave him as a gift?
I actually have that video. So I'll play that now.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
I gotta see this.
23 MVP, hear me?
Oh my god.
Detail, it's detail.
Y'all gotta see this. 2023 MVP.
That's awesome.
That's nice. It's my first watch, too. First one.
He said it was his first watch and his first Rolex ever. So,
yeah,
look at James Harden doing nice things out there.
A Rolex, a gift that keeps on giving. Yeah.
And what's crazy, I think, too, is because Jokic has been the MVP the last couple years and the Denver Nuggets haven't made it in the playoffs very far. He's always back in what's his country's is it Serbia or somewhere else? He looks back in his country. You know, you always see him getting announced and then he's on a horse-ridden carriage driving through his country. So to see Embiid receive it with his team in the, you know, at their training or whatever before a game and seeing the team all behind him and giving him props was pretty cool for that. So
yeah, it was.
Yeah, pretty good.
And big ups to him because he deserved it.
Yeah, he did. And that's cool. You know, I think that, you know, good for him. 33 points averaged and 10 rebounds averaged a game. So,
hey, I ain't knocking it. Like I said, it could have gone either way. I would have been mad if Joker got it. I'm not mad that Embiid got it. Like, I was either one.
Right. I was just, yeah, that was, man. So I wanted to get into some hockey then. Like, listen, if you would have told me 4 years ago, well, what the Golden Knights have been here, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
Even then, I wasn't sold on hockey. But if you would have told me 5 years ago that I was watching hockey more than some of the NBA playoffs, I think I would have thought you were like ridiculously out of your mind. But yesterday and the last 2 days, I've been preferring hockey over basketball. Like watching these Kraken, unbelievable. Like these guys are really coming up. I mean, I love my VGK, but I'm super supportive of the Kraken. They have come from the underdog, went to a 7-game series, won, then just went and beat, won the game one versus the, was it the, not the Wild. Were they playing the Wild? Who are they playing?
The Stars, yeah.
And won the Stars in overtime last night. I mean, great. There's been a lot of good playoff hockey. The Panthers and the Kraken both went to 7-game series and both won. Both the Kraken and the Panthers both won their game one of round two in upsets. It's just been great. So I'm glad the VGK is up. I don't need the underdog here to win. I'm excited for that. And also because of the hockey news, look at these are the teams left in the playoffs. Of course, three teams have never won a Stanley Cup. And then the last team to win was in 2006. So we're going to be having finally a new team that hasn't won in quite some time. I mean, yeah, the Maple Leafs was 67, the Oilers in 90. Like, this is going to be good.
It is.
Me personally, you know, I want to see the Kraken and Vegas Golden Knights both win this series, get to the Western Conference Finals, and then shoot it.
And have the Knights beat them.
Of course, have the Knights beat them. Of course, but it'd be okay, nice.
I
just you know,
want to make sure that we all the same.
You know, have the guys. Seattle people come down. I told Weeks he better come down here if they get in.
I don't even want to hear about them. I literally don't want to face them. I like literally don't want to see that. Like, I want to see one of these veteran teams go up against our guys and get it. Like, if we can get a win in the Stanley Cup this year, I will be just amazed and enamored, and even more into our VGK. But right now,
I love VGK.
It's so much. I'm in basketball mode right now.
I know. I mean, I'm still, listen, thankfully, DirecTV has the picture in picture because I'm watching a lot of like split screen action. I even taught mom how to do split screen on her TV. So she's watching, you know, Mariners and hockey, or she's watching, you know, she's getting the best of both worlds. So,
good.
I know. Good for her, right? This one was funny because, of course, when the Kraken beat the Avalanche were the defending champions, of course. This was circulating, this picture, because, of course, right when Russell Wilson got traded to Denver, him and CR went to an Avalanche game and apparently have cursed them and their season to where they got ousted out of the playoffs in the first round. So had to share that one still because it's a good one. And here's another good one. Snoop Dogg joins... So he's going in with a group that's led by Nico Sparks, and that he could be so Nico could be the first Black NHL owner.
That'd be nice.
Yes, right? Ottawa ain't ready for all that.
They better get ready because it sounds like it's coming.
Yeah, it'll be very exciting. So really look forward to seeing if that happens or not. I think. Jonathan had mentioned that the Senator, I think, yeah, Ottawa Senators. Yep. Little Major League baseball still going on. I just want to say one thing about baseball, because these Mariners city jerseys they got, unbelievable. Just take it all in. They got the Pacific Northwest patch on the left side. They've got a Mayo Mai patch down on the corner of it. It's just, they're beautiful. No.
All right, if you it's say got, so.
I mean, it's got your blue in there, right?
And that ain't my blue. That's definitely not Dodger blue. Cut that out.
Well, those are the new City Edition jerseys will be live and in effect.
Y'all really ain't got much going on up there. And you got the Kraken and you got your Mariners. So you got to get excited about something.
I mean, that's a lot.
Especially until football season starts. You know, they got Storm and stuff coming up. So y'all got some stuff going on.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Aaron Judge got hurt. He's going to be on IL for all. Bryce Harper is back with the Phillies. I do want to show this. So, you know, the Giants, shout out to Gabe Kapler. The Giants played the Mexico City game, and him and his team went down there. Apparently, they came back with a few things. So this is the pitcher, Logan Webb, as he talks to some of the media about what happened.
The whole trip was very grindy, I guess. Like it's been a mental grind. It's been a physical grind. I think 3/4 of our clubhouse has the shit, so like it's been a mental and physical just like grind. So it'll be good to get back home for sure. Hopefully the away, you know. We'll be better in a couple of days, but happy we're able to come out of this with the last two wins. You know, the whole trip.
Did you say what I think they said?
Yeah, so I don't know if anyone told them not to drink the water, but I think that's like rule number one when you travel to Mexico.
God, that was funny.
3/4 of the team. Could you imagine their locker rooms? Oh,
I can't.
Lord.
I can't. They think that Monty Zuba's revenge is real.
Listen. And of course, your Dodgers. Jonathan mentioned that Max Muncy and his walk-off grand slam for the Dodgers.
He sure did. I was going to talk about it. That was yesterday.
We'll talk? Yeah.
It was awesome. Max Muncy has been doing that quite a bit as of late. His walk-offs have been very successful for our Dodgers and a catalyst to it, but you know, our record is very early. We've been losing some games. We've been on a winning streak for a little bit, and then we just kind of go up and down, but it's early. Like I we beat the Phillies tonight. I'm not mad. 10-6. We're doing our thing. Like I just need us to see if we're going to make it again to a World Series contention. And it's just too early to tell, but I like my boys in blue. I like how they're looking right now.
Yeah.
We just got to keep that energy going.
Definitely early to tell as it's going on this season. It's all right. It's all right. Get your Java juice in or whatever.
Right. Out there. Cough, honey.
So there's also been the NFL. We had the whole draft this last weekend in Kansas City. I don't know about you if you caught it. I feel like the draft there was like 3 times bigger. Like the maybe because it was the area they were in, they could just fill more people. Or maybe I didn't watch enough aerial shots of Vegas, but that thing looked huge. It was big out there. Yeah, it was it was large. Of course, Bryce Young went number one to the Panthers. We also saw some great moments like the Cowboys, one of the coaches there got to draft his son. And that was pretty cool to watch. Joey Porter Jr. got drafted by his father. Joey Porter's team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. We watched Will Levis slip all the way down to the second round and watching him just, it's weird how they pan of it. They pan to the guys that are stuck there in the back room for the first day, whether they're drafted. So it's like, you got the camera in your face, like for like 2-3 hours. Like I was it was a whole lot. And then you had the Eagles had a pretty significant draft, but they actually, changed some of their social media the last couple of days because of how many Georgia Bulldogs they have on their team. So the Eagles had said that they can now call them the Philly Georgia Bull Eagles or the Georgia Delphia Eagle Dogs because they've got 6 Bulldogs now on the team. Wild stuff. Also, how did your team, the Athletic, this is according to the Athletic's Dane Brugler, how your team ranked in the 2023 NFL draft?
You know, and Eagles. Honestly, where the Raiders are for their picks, I wasn't mad at a lot of the picks that we got.
Right.
A lot of it's on the defensive end, and I was happy with that. We have a great look at a backup quarterback for Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm really excited about him.
And that's good.
So I don't know. I'm not opposed to none of these picks. It's just a matter of when we go into preseason, who stays, who goes, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have to see what that talent looks like once we get into the preseason, but I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, I enjoyed, you know, I think John and Pete came through. This is the first time that we haven't like traded down significantly for one of our top picks, which was amazing.
Right.
We've got an amazing cornerback at a Devin Witherspoon. People are thinking that he could be the next rookie that's like Sauce Gardner, because with him and Tariq Woolen, both ends of the field there, I can't be mad at that. We did pick up a wide receiver, so it helps out the duo of Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, JSN.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. Of course, Seattle picks up two running backs, even though we got Kenneth Walker. So now Seattle apparently has had 11 running backs in the last 10 years, which is the most of any team. But we go through them like candy, because every year one or two of them gets injured. So I guess they're just, being proactive with that. But we actually did get some help against the offensive line, a couple, and an edge rusher on the defensive line. So it's possible that LOB 2.0 could be, making a way back into Seattle. Draft was great. I enjoyed it. I think Kansas City did a great job. It wasn't as great as ours because, of course, we were there.
Of course not.
It was amazing.
They should keep it consistently in Vegas. But, you know, honestly, really I'm excited about Tyree Wilson being our defensive end, that kid from Texas Tech.
Yeah.
To add some depth to Max Crosby and Chandler Jones. Like, that's going to be a good look. And then we got quite
and
a
then tight end, too.
Yeah, we got tight end. We needed a tight end. Look what happened to Waller.
Yep.
We need some other options.
Yeah,
you know, we got Michael Mayer as a tight end, so that works. I'm not our defensive tackle from Alabama. I mean, I saw him at Combine and his speed and all of that. I was like, yeah, I'm glad we got him too. So
right.
Jonathan
said that there was 300,000 people that attended the draft on Thursday. That's more than Vegas had. It was just so watching that. I was like, "Yo, there's a lot of people down there."
I believe it. It's Kansas City. I mean,
They said it was like the first time.
And you host the city where the team just won a championship. So
exactly, because they said that was the first time that it had happened like that.
Yeah. So that was a good look.
We also saw that we haven't addressed it, but you know, the Aaron Rodgers deal finally went through, of course. And then today they announced that they're going to pick up another one of his old teammates. So Randall Cobb is heading to the Jets.
Don't take everybody.
He's taking everybody with him. Whether that's going to make a difference or not, I guess we'll see.
Poor Jordan Love. He's not going to have, what is he going to do? They gave him a year.
No one to throw to.
I want Jordan Love to do so well in Green Bay. Like, I'm really rooting.
And at least he got a contract. You got a one-year contract. He got 13
mil
from
Packers.
But I want
to see him really, really show up and show out. I really want him to be the guy for Green Bay. Like, I need them to see this kid. And he's so cute, too. But I really want to see him stand out.
Be able to stand up and make his own name out there. Yeah. Huge announcement, though. Beyond Vegas Golden Knights. I think they just scored again, didn't they?
Well, 3-2, Edmonton.
Okay. The NFL schedule for 2023-24 is slated to be dropped on May 11th.
Oh, okay. Can't wait for that.
I'm excited for that.
Trying to play some games.
I'm trying to plan my trips right now because I know where I want to go. I just hopefully it's not going to be in the dead of winter. So there's that. Yeah. But so mark your calendars for that one. Of course, we mentioned WNBA, the training camp started on Sunday. Brittany Griner had done a couple interviews prior to training camp. Of course, she just was happy to be back, trying to find her groove, of course, and, you know, trying to sink in with the team because she had never had, head coach Vanessa Nygaard as coach because she was gone last season. So trying to mesh in with them and then kind of getting back into, she had mentioned, I think, after her first training camp that she didn't know like how emotional it would be just to hear the basketballs, you know, bouncing and, you know, to be there because she had expected like her next time playing basketball would be like in 2030.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Great to see her back. Great to see her at the Met last night. That was good. But in a little girl power segment, I just want to shout out to Melanie Barcenas. So she's a 15-year-old that just made history as the youngest player to make her National Women's Soccer League debut. She plays the San Diego Wave over the weekend. This is just a clip of how she performed in her debut. Nice.
Okay, footwork.
15. What's crazy is I think like when the San Diego, when the team first got to San Diego, she was one of the kids that made the announcement and they had a video of that. Like, I think it was maybe two years ago. She was excited that the team was here to watch, have, you know, women's soccer in her city and that hopefully she would play for them one day. And then literally a year and a half later, she's playing for them. Not even
six, awesome.
Can't even drive legally by herself, but she's
right.
A professional sports team.
Good Lord.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really, really amazing. So, yes. Hey, Alicia, welcome. Yeah, definite wow. Bless that little girl's heart. She's going to go somewhere for sure. I'm still in awe of that completely. I did want to mention, so shout out to Weeks. He sent me this earlier, that, you know, the sneakers app, we know about the bots. So 12 billion bot entries they receive a month. That just the Travis Scott's they recently released on the AJ Lowe Olives, they had nearly 3.8 million entries that were bought. So like 2.9 were bots. Nike does state that Nike says they do have like a 98% success rate of eliminating bot entries. So there's always that verifying submission screen that you usually get once you try to hit purchase, which I guess helps, but it ain't helped me in all the ways I need. But it's still, you know, that's interesting. They're working on it, hopefully, but who knows? So for some sneaker drops, the Air Jordan 2 has the cool gray coming out on May 4th, which is tomorrow. I don't know what this brand, maybe you, is it size question mark? They're teaming up with Adidas for this Cinco de Mayo collection that comes out on the 5th. For all of our local UNLV heads, the UNLV Dunks come out on 5/5. So if you're a rebel at heart, or love the colorway, those will be out. Nike Air Max Ones have a pale ivory, nice light tones for the summer. And look at these J Tips and Saucony Grid Azure 2000. These will be out on the 6th. So if you're looking for another wild pair of shoes, they're very interesting. That's a lot of
bar pass.
Yeah. If you want some of some,
but I don't like those.
The Human Race Adidas Sambas will be out in 4 colorways: the purple, the red, pink, orange, and yellow. So if you are a Samba, you know, the Sambas used to be were a nice sneaker back in the day. I mean, like the colorways, cool, though.
They just look like the Common Projects or anything like that. So ain't nothing really original.
Nothing too much. So. Yeah. Anyways, y'all, that's the show. I'm going to post interviews I had with the Aces, Asia Wilson, Becky Hammond, and general manager Natalie Williams onto our YouTube. So we don't post it all here because they're a few minutes long each. So we appreciate y'all. If you're just catching the tail end of it, you're welcome to watch the replay on whatever channel you're using, Facebook Live, YouTube, or Twitter. Feel free to subscribe to our YouTube at Girl Chat Sports and follow us on Instagram at Girl Chat Sports. Yeah. As well. Anyways, that's the show. Go Knights, go. Let's get this win. And we'll see y'all next week. All right.
Yes. Let's go, Knights.
Go Knights, go. All right.